I think I have quite a bit different approach to my presentation, because I think as we have only one meeting till almost the end of the project, I thought it would be nice to get to know each other, let's say, and to know what we are doing and what can be our input into the project. So there is a bit more about us, and also statistic. I send you, I think, quite a lot of materials about statistic in Poland, so it's a nice lecture, I hope. I just give some brief data about the statistic. In Poland, we have about 5.5 million of disabled people. As we are all more or less 40 million in Poland, it gives 14% of people with disabilities in Poland. And also their education is quite low, as only 4.6% has the higher education. So there are a number of such problems, but this is one of the problems. They have difficulties entering the labor market. And about their work activity, let's say, it's also very low. As it was planned in the EU to reach at 2005, I don't know its exact number now, but it was planned to reach 67% of work activity in EU. In Poland, this is not actual data, I think, up to date, but it was about 17%. So we have a lot to do in this field, especially then in 2010, for the whole EU, it's planned to reach 70% of work activity. So it's a challenge for us, especially. And the average now in EU was about 50%. Also, giving the numbers of how many people in Poland work, it's about 3 million of those people are on pensions, in fact. So it's a huge difficulty for the government, for the state, to upkeep, let's say, those pensions. So there's a great need for those people to go to the open labor market. In fact, it is like 130 people for every 2,000 are on pension, disabled pension in Poland. So it gives the view of the big number of those people within in Poland. Okay, and then some information about us, to know each other, let's say. We are a non-government organization. What are our main activities? We publish bi-monthly magazine, Integracja. You can watch it there. This is the largest in Poland magazine, so it can influence a lot of different areas, also a lot of agencies as well, because those people read it quite often. They prenumerate it. What else? We have like our media. It's magazine. We have TV program. It's every 2 times a month on our national TV. We also have contact with disabled people in person, let's say. We run such things like information center when we run different services for those people, also give information on different issues. In fact, a lot of other institutions contact us to get actual information on different topics, so not only people with disabilities contact us. And our webpage for disabled community, it's also one of the largest in Poland, web pages, and I think it's quite often used. It's about our information center, how we give information to people, what media we use. We also have number of publications. Usually we think it's easy, as disabled people don't have really access to internet in Poland. They usually are not very active. So there's a problem with them of collecting the information, from where they can get those informations about very various different things. So we think it's good to deliver them, like in publication, like in our magazine. They watch sometimes TV, so it's also good to approach them using the TV. Our webpage is 110 users every day. So it's still a big number, but we are not sure how many of people with disabilities use that webpage. In fact, it's very hard to measure it. Our TV program is from 1997, and it's every Sunday at 10 on public TV. And coming to some, let's say, campaigns, because we think what is very important here is to start work, to start every trainership, to start work, is to raise people awareness. And how we can do that? We think the social campaigns, it's like good way. Here is shown some important things about our, just spots about our campaigns. I will concentrate here on one of our campaigns. It's Able at Work. It's about rising awareness among employers and about different players in labor market that it's worth employing people with disabilities, that they are like equal workers. Yes, there are above 3 million, as I mentioned before, people living on social pensions in Poland. It is twice as much an average in other EU even countries. And what are the aims of our campaign? It's like activization and inclusion of people with disabilities into open labor market, because this is like we think most important to show that not only shelter employment, supported employment, but also like regular employment on open market can fulfill those needs. And of course, we are directing it to the employers to show, to talk with them, to speak with them. In fact, we organized quite a number of meetings, trainings, workshops with those people that are directly responsible for employment of those of people with disabilities. And most of them don't even have even a contact with disabled person. They don't know what to deal with, how to employ, what is involved in employing those people. So it's really important to get with, let's say, awareness rising message to them. Yes, we promote different publications with this campaign. It might be funny, it's like Captain Hook, because we show number of disabled people well-known, like Captain Hook, that and their professional skills. Like he's good in sinking ships.
Non-disabled actions.
Yes, non-disabled actions, and he's without hand. Oh, Fuzzy Model as well. Yes, it's on a lot of mainstream, not mainstream, national magazines around the Poland, and it shows, it gives contacts to different players, and it's like one of our spot. It shows, there's no sound, it's about people, every person. She gets 33% because he get trainership. Unfortunately, it was a bit too quick. I have to explain you. Every person had a better qualification later on. First person just graduated. He got like 20% to get a job. Next one also knows perfect English. So he got 30%, let's say. And the last one, he has the best skills, but he was disabled. And he has 0% to get a job. And the question is why? Because he's much better qualified. But he's disabled. This is his only, even not disadvantage, something that defines him. Can show the next one will be about blind secretary. She recognizes people by their footsteps. There's a delivery for you. Hello, boss. And the question here is, what is surprisingly for you, that she recognizes people by the footstep or that she has a job? And in fact, there is such a blind secretary. So this is the real-life example that it can work. And our employment-related services, we run different training for people with disabilities, how to search for a job, how to start own business, and also have services like job services. We are helping those people to find a job. And now we started to run trainings for employers. So we also have direct contact with employers. We show them how to employ people, what is involved, what formalities they have to fulfill. And also, most important thing, there is rising awareness. As we did a lot of surveys among them, and always the answer was they don't have experience with that. They don't know how to do that. They are afraid to start. So we think in Poland it's very important. So about governmental institution, let's say, the training there. We have in Poland one program, it's called Junior. It's like every institution, government institution in Poland that wants to have a trainership with person with disability, usually it's using this program, only this program in Poland. This is for rising number of disabled graduates entering labor market. And like so, it will be the main, most important thing. It's run by the State Rehabilitation Fund. It will be the most important player in our, let's say, activities here in Poland. This is also a government institution. And it is responsible for running these programs, and our project can be addressed directly even to this institution. This is a big one, and I think we'll speak later on about it. And within this junior program, the aid, like the support, can go to three players. One is unemployed graduate, second one is career advisor of this person, for example, and the third one is employer of this person, or the person which is involved in training of this person. And problem is that in 2004, we have a data only, not even 1,170 people use that program. So we also can show it, that it's like not a big number. This is also one example, because we also run trainings with the Bize Bank. This is one of the banks in Poland. We organize trainership for disabled people, but this is not a government institution. But this is one of the good examples that can be like put it into governmental institutions, that we run training for disabled people with them. And the last thing is occupational training at the workplace. But this is program for every non-employed person, run by labor offices, yes. The problem here is that for disabled people, a lot of them are on pensions, and this program cannot work for people which are on pension. So this is problem with this program. At the end, we just have a few materials for you. You might find interesting or useful. These are like brochures about us, with contact to us as well, and guide through Warsaw, like accessible guide through Warsaw. So you can read there which places are accessible and which are not. So I hope you like them, and thank you very much.
One question.
One question, yes.
Yes, you want lunch. I know.
Yes, of course.
How many people are employed in your organization, and how many of those are disabled people?
Yes, we have, nowadays we have about 50 employees. One third of them, I would say.
One third?
One third, I would say. Not all of them have, like, say, visible disability. That's you can say that, but something like, yeah.
Okay, thank you.